reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar. Both of you, welcome to Back to Reality.
Assalamu alaikum. My pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all in here. Brother Muzaffar, shall we start with you? Please introduce yourself briefly, very much, what you study and...
I'm Muzaffar Haider from the UK. I've studied English literature and now I'm in the Hawza, in the Islamic Seminary.
That's very good. It's a pleasure to have you in here and wish you luck with your studies. You, Sister Bita.
Yes, I'm at your service. I'm Bita and I study medicine at one of the University of Tehran in Iran.
So there is this beautiful poem that says, "Did not go gentle into that good day."
Ah, you've seen Interstellar.
Into that good night.
Has anybody seen Interstellar, the movie?
No, unfortunately. I wanted to watch that.
Yeah, it's a cool poem.
Yes, of course. It is very nice. And it is about the poet talking about the death of his father.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's nice because of that. Because you can just sympathize with the poet to the night that is going to happen to every single one, and every single human being is going to experience that. Do you think there is a special age for death?
A special age for death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on how you want to see it, from which perspective are you asking this question. I mean, you mean that if we would be able to choose choose an appropriate age for death, what age would we choose? You know, this is the question.
Is there any possibility for that?
No.
To say that, for example.
There is not. But
to be 7 years old, it's not the good age to die. And then to be 70 years old, that means it's good for you to die.
And, you know, I always wanted to die when I become so old that I can not do my daily things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, walking and eating and so
when
on.
When you have terrible doing your activities.
Yeah. And when I come to this actually line of not being able to do my daily things, I want to die. Seriously. It's
a horrible, horrible thought.
No, it is better.
So unfortunately, we can be young and still not being able to do our daily activities.
It doesn't matter. Even at that moment, I choose death.
So you think, according to you, when you are disabled...
Exactly.
Where you're no longer qualified to leave, then you have to leave.
I don't want to be dependent on other people.
Yeah, that's very true. Me
too. It's a pain in the neck.
Same in here.
Old age is scary.
Yeah, and you, brother.
I don't think there's a specific age, but I think that once you've done and accomplished your purpose in this world, you're ready to go. Yeah, ready to go. And that could be at any age, really. Mm-hmm. It could technically be at seven.
But I guess there is no age that you would feel that I am fully accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because we're going to face perfectionism here.
Yeah.
You know, there is no end for that purpose. There is no end for that goal.
That's very true.
Well, I came across this really fascinating hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he said, "I would not like to die as a child before I have recognized my creator."
Wow.
So I think the real, because when we talk about accomplishing ourselves in this world, we think of all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. You're a medical student, you're thinking of becoming the best doctor in the world. You're English literature, you're thinking about becoming the world famous professor. Inshallah, you do accomplish your dreams. But really, the hadith is through whatever Allah has given us and bestowed upon us of our skills to actually recognize Him.
Of course, but even in that point, I would tell you that a scholar who studies theology would never say that I am perfect now in whatever I'm doing. He also would say that right now I have an understanding of Allah. But then, you see what happens when you go to holy shrines. When I go to holy shrines, for example, at the age of 20, I have one feeling. And when I go there at the age of 30, I have another feeling. You know what I mean? When I was a teenager, I had another feeling. So every time I say that, day by day, I would go more mature. in my knowledge of Allah, in the way I understand Him. So even in that case, I guess there would there wouldn't be a day that I would say, okay, now I know enough, so I can leave. I can leave the game.
I don't know. Doesn't it depend? Some people will have such a vast amount of intellect that they can arrive at those conclusions way faster than the rest of us. No? There's some people who are really young, but Allah has for some reason given them such experiences in their lives that they've just recognized so much more of the truth than others.
Yeah, before I talk about that, I would say, let's go for a short break, and then I would have something to say in here. So this is Back to Reality, and we're talking about death, which is tragic, but it happens in everyone's life, fortunately or unfortunately. I don't know.
Sometimes it's fortunate. Actually, I have to throw this at you now. There was this civilization, and they asked their prophet to pray to God to allow them to live forever. And so they live forever. This civilization, they just live forever. The grandparents would have grandparents. And those grandparents would have great grandparents. And then they were just generations looking. And then the younger ones, they would be looking after like several generations of their elders. Until they got sick and tired of it. And they say to their prophet, could you please pray to Allah to give us death back? And so Allah gave them death back, and they started to die again.
Because they had a lot of sicknesses. They were disabled, just like what Sister Bita was talking about. So I guess eternity is good if you are going to stay young forever.
That's a different thing.
See, eternity with old age is not going to work. They're not compatible.
You have somebody like Khizr alayhi salam. Prophet Khizr alayhi salam, you know, he's just going to live forever.
So now that is not for today's discussion. We're not going to focus on that point of eternity, because if we're going to open that box of worm, then it's going...
No, I didn't say eternity. I said forever.
You said the what was that? The fountain of youth?
Fountain of eternal youth. But eternal it just youth, means you're going to live forever in this world, obviously, on the
that
day of judgment.
That very simple phrase would have a lot of debate coming after it. You know, the fountain of eternal youth.
That's what it's translated to in English. It's like this big legend.
But, you know, I think it comes back to the urge of being eternal. You know, we're human beings and we have the urge and desire to be eternal. And because of that, being ready for death is something really difficult, in my opinion. And, you know, when you grow older and older, this grading in yourself is becoming stronger and stronger.
Of course, it depends on your personality and how you lived and your perspective.
You know, but you can see that the young generation is more ready. I don't know, it's somehow cringe.
To leave it.
To be died.
We are ready to die. The whole world.
But when you go through, I don't know, the old generation, you can see that they have more attachment to this
Now world. Just, Brother Muzaffar, before the break, you mentioned something that is very nice. I have also seen such things, you know. Even among the ordinary people, you said that even in a young age, you can reach that recognition, that the connection between you and your Lord.
I'm thinking about Imam Zaman or Nabi Isa alayhi salam. You know, he was a baby in the cradle and he could recognize Allah. So
still, we have some examples, I guess, around us, like every single one has. There are some youngsters who are so mature, so understanding, so caring. When you look at them, you just feel like they have this peace in their soul and they have this deep connection with Allah. And they are ready to leave everything at any moment.
Subhanallah.
You see, they have reached that much of maturity. So you agree, Sister Rita, right?
Yeah, I do agree with that, because I've seen a lot of people like that, or myself, because I'm from the youth generation myself. You know, it feels like they are older than the number
their age.
You know, and number actually means nothing here.
It's the creation of human beings,
and
like
mostly,
time.
You know, these group of people are the group of people who think about this world, the creation. God, and so on. I think this thinking is the key to achieve that maturity.
Exactly.
In young ages.
Yeah, without even having too much of experiences. I think the way they think and their perspective brings them close to their Lord, and then they create that peaceful person that when you look at them, even from the window of their eyes, you can see their hearts.
You know, they ask their questions. That's it. You know, when you have more doubt, you will find the strong belief in something too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the creed, how beliefs are created. So let's go listen to something and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We're talking about death, and I guess this is the final part. We came to the conclusion that age does not matter. Death can get anyone, and some people, even in their youth, could be so much accomplished in their religion, in their maturity, in whatever, that they are ready to just leave this world.
Yeah, and right you are. Everybody is going to die. كل نفسٍ ذائقةُ الموت. Every soul will taste of death. I think it's just about what you manage to accomplish before you go. Mm-hmm. And it's not about material accomplishments, guys. It's about really about that awareness that you manage to build within yourself before we go. That's what's really important.
You know what's so so much more depressing? The fact that in this materialistic world, we are so much, I don't say attracted, we have to, because sometimes you have to follow a job in order to have money, in order to just to go for your responsibilities that you have, be it kids, be it parents or family or whatever. There are a lot of responsibilities that every single person in this world have. So we are just forced to go for unnecessary things in a way that we would forget the main purpose of our life.
Yeah. We were created to live forever. And I think people forget that. And that's the main point. We were actually created as eternal souls.
Mm-hmm.
Like Imam Ali alayhi salam says, you know, you were created for eternity. You were created for Jannah. That's your purpose. Don't sell yourself for anything less.
Exactly.
And there is another thing here, Sister Asma, that, you know, we have to go for that self-satisfaction in anything. You know, it doesn't matter that you have to work because of the money, because of the responsibilities you have, because of your family, because you have to feed them or something. It doesn't matter what is the goal of what you're doing now. You can find self-satisfaction in that.
You know, sometimes, because I have seen it, I'm saying, based on examples, I'm just talking to you. Sometimes there are some people who wouldn't love to be so much engaged in different jobs throughout a day, but they have to. Because economically, they need that much of money that they would get out of three jobs, for example.
So in
this way, that person, when they get home, they're just like corpse.
You know, let me tell you
something. What I mean? They don't have time for praying. They don't have time to think about life, the purpose of life, what I am going to accomplish in this world.
I know what you mean, but let me tell you something. You know, my mother is always like that. For example, when she sees some poor people or something, she's like, okay, oh my gosh, I pity them and so on. I want to help them. And I'm like, okay, I know they are pitiful. I know we have to sympathize with them. But the problem is that they can be whatever they want. If they are at this level of life, this is their problem. You know, I know there are obstacles.
I guess this is very cruel. This is a cruel way to judge it.
You have the will to change your life.
Yes, I do believe that 50% is in your hand, but there is this 50% that is out of your control.
You know what?
And situation sometimes puts you in a pressure that you cannot find a way out of it.
They don't try for
it. It has been imposed to you.
You know, because of the other 50%, they don't try for these 50% they have. At least they can try.
There are different perspectives. You know, there are different perspectives. The whole idea of this episode actually is just talking about death. I don't want to get into that topic because poverty and then why people are just like that is an entirely another story to go for. But now, since we're just talking about death, if I want to just wrap it up and just say the moral of today's episode, I would say that death, would come to every single one of us. We're living this morning. Maybe I wouldn't see the night even today. That's why they advise us to go and visit the cemeteries.
Yeah, it's very important. It changes your perspective, right? When you know that this is going to end.
Yeah, that's very true.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says that every breath you take is a step towards death.
Exactly, yeah. Now, that's all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. May Allah shower you with His blessings. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.